South Africa's small to medium enterprise sector is locked into a dynamic and demanding external environment. One report shows that in 2025 alone, about 37.5% of SMEs in South Africa reported being directly impacted by currency fluctuations, with a further 33.8% saying that they were feeling the indirect effects of the South African rand's movements. In this setting, treasury and foreign exchange risk management is no longer a specialized service for large corporates. It's a critical link in the survival and growth chain for many SMEs and individuals. And today we speak with Nico Leroux, Managing Director of Merchant West Treasury Solutions, to explore how the rand's volatility influences the business environment for SMEs and what practical strategies can be applied. Nico, let's start here. How does the rand's volatility influence the business environment for SMEs in our country?
Well, Jeanette, it brings uncertainty, risk, but also opportunity. Let me just quickly explain. A small business imports goods, which they get ordered from clients in South Africa before they order the goods that they were going to sell or are selling from the foreign country. Therefore, they've got to fix their selling price and their selling price commitments to their clients in South Africa before they actually pay for the goods that they are going to sell. And that price is locked in US dollars or a foreign currency. Now, as the foreign exchange markets move and the rand either depreciates or appreciates, it influences that purchase price. If the rand for a company selling its goods in South Africa and it needs to import its goods as the rand weakens, that purchase price in rand actually increases and the company's profit will decrease. And if the rand appreciates, well, then the purchase price of the goods actually going down and the profit of that company goes up. There is, of course, therefore, risks that a company's profit line is fully determined by the foreign exchange of the South African rand. And that, of course, brings risk that losses can be made, but also opportunity that additional profit to the bottom line can be made.
So, I mean, it's risk and it's opportunity. So what strategies can SMEs implement to protect their business against the risk side and actually to capitalize on the opportunities, as well as making the volatility work to their advantage?
Well, the most simplest strategy for a business that imports and exports at the same time is to try and pay the income and expenses in that foreign currency. If a client exports and their clients buy in US dollar, but they also buy goods in US dollar, it would be good if they can use that US dollar income to pay for the US dollar expenses. And that's called a natural hedge. Then, of course, the financial markets provide products and instruments that help businesses eliminate or limit risk of loss through the movement of exchange rates. Now, examples of these tools are forward contracts as well as options. Now, forward contracts allow the business to fix an exchange rate for a certain amount on a specific future date. And therefore, the business knows exactly what that exchange rate and the price of those goods are going to be in the future. Options, on the other hand, gives a business the option to exchange a certain amount of currency in the future at a certain exchange rate. So an option is very much like taking out an insurance policy should the exchange rate fall into a very negative environment for the client. And by using these tools, risks can be limited for the actual business.
So these tools are available, whether it's a natural hedge or some of the other options that you've mentioned, but what is stopping SMEs from protecting themselves against the volatile rand?
Well, many of these SME owners, managers or operators just do not have enough knowledge of financial markets, the products and the actual tools that is used to protect their businesses. Then secondly, time. You know, the business owners out there are running their operations. They just do not have time to sit behind computer screens looking at the exchange rate for 8 hours per day. And then the third one, which we see out there, is normally cash flow. A business that uses these financial products, like, for example, a forward contract, as mentioned earlier, must put a deposit down, normally called margin, which is normally 10% of the currency that is going to be exchanged in the future. And many of these SMEs just do not have that cash to fund this deposit and therefore cannot use these tools.
All right, so Merchant West Treasury Solutions, you are providing treasury outsourcing services to FX market users like individuals and SMEs. What is the role of the treasury outsourcer in assisting an SME with their day-to-day foreign exchange risk management? And what do you do differently to that of banks?
Well, Jeanette, unlike huge international corporations, you know, small businesses do not always have the resources to employ a treasury specialist to assist in managing these risks and opportunities. This is where we assist our clients. You know, we take care of all the reasons that prevent small businesses from proper risk management. You know, we have specialists, we have in-depth knowledge, we sit behind the screens, we've got traders there sitting behind the screens all day managing these risks, and they also look for opportunity for those businesses. We also provide the facilities for businesses to trade those forward contracts without putting pressure on any of those businesses' cash flows. And we therefore leave the business operator to actually operate his business and make sure that the operations are run well while we actually manage the foreign exchange risks.
You also provide services to individual investors. How strong has the demand been for foreign currency from the South African investor during 2025?
Well, Jeanette, with lofty valuations in the US, you know, a weakening US dollar, and, you know, it need to be said, a very attractive local equity valuations and interest rate yields, we've seen a slowdown in demand for foreign currency by local investors. You know, even investors converting their cash into first world currencies like the US dollar, and they just hold on to it, the interest that they'll earn in those dollars are much lower than in South Africa. That said, we normally do see an uptick in demand from individuals toward the end of the calendar year for their foreign investment allowance. That's the 10 million rand allowances, as well as the single discretionary allowance, which is the 1 million rand allowances. That ends on the 31st of December. Therefore, individuals make sure that they make use of those allowances before year end. So we do expect an uptick in demand for those foreign exchange trades.
I know my next question is probably like asking you to look into a crystal ball, but at least it's something that you need to be watching on a daily basis. What is your outlook for the South African rand, according to Merchant West Treasury Solutions, if we just look at the medium and long term?
Jeanette, you're 100% correct. It is looking into a crystal ball, and it is always extremely difficult to predict the outlook for the local currency. You know, unforeseen events happen, which influences the exchange rates. But we believe we are in a very interesting period for the South African rand. Two of the major drivers of currency exchange rates are inflation and interest rates. And now our current inflation at 3.5% is actually lower than that of the UK and quite in line with the rest of Europe. And it's just slightly higher than that of the US. And that makes for very interesting times. You know, I can't think of a lot of times in history where our inflation rate has been actually lower than that of first world economies. Furthermore, you know, our bonds and our deposit interest rates are considerably higher than those first world economies. At the same time, the US dollar has seen some significant value depreciation, mainly due to some loss of trust in the US dollar, the sale of US bonds, and potentially, you know, trade disruptions due to the tariffs that's been implemented. Therefore, I think that if we see a bit more political and trade stability in the world, we should see the South African rand strengthen even more from where it's actually already strengthened from. And we see a realistic chance of the South African rand trading below 17 to the US dollar. We therefore, you know, see the rand trading between 17.50 and 16.80 during the next 6 months. But I've got a caution that can change very, very quickly, as we've seen in history. Should there be an escalation in some major conflict, that is conflict in trade or military, especially where the US and China is involved, since that does disrupt international trade quite considerably.
So I know you should never use the word unprecedented because history does repeat itself, but these are definitely interesting times. And the Rand may be a daily headline, but for small businesses and individual investors, it translates into real trade costs, margins, and lifetime savings decisions. For smaller businesses that are agile, that build treasury resilience into their processes and use outsourced services, volatility becomes less of a threat and more of a managed rhythm. And that was Nicolas Roux, Managing Director of Merchant West Treasury Solutions.